A new play about families living in poverty makes its national debut tonight in Cedar Rapids. Part of the story is about the challenges refugees from Burundi face when they start a new life in Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble has this preview.
I'm going to pour myself some coffee.
The play Pang is presented as radio theater. Actors huddle around microphones as Foley artists create sound effects with musicians.
The soldiers are not allowed into Tanzania, so once I cross the river, no one will shoot at me.
This scene is about fleeing Burundi, a country in Central Africa where hundreds of thousands have died during a civil war that started in the 1990s.
Finally, in 2006, Oscar and his family are granted asylum in a place none of them speak the language, Iowa.
It is written by Los Angeles author Dan Fruit. He is also the director, part of the cast, and saxophonist. Fruit says each of the play's three acts is set in a different part of the United States to show how food insecurity affects families in different ways.
Food insecurity is different than hunger. You may be having three meals a day, but they may be empty calories. Sometimes families who are food insecure may not realize they're food insecure. It's something that makes it difficult to function at their best in school, at work, and in civic life.
Fruit selected Iowa because of his longtime partnership with Legion Arts, a nonprofit presenter of modern art in Cedar Rapids. Fruit focused on the city's many refugees. In the play, the character Oscar is based on the experiences of Teo Bempa Marabusa. He arrived in 2006 with his wife and child. 90 days later, his government assistance ended. He needed to get work, but he knew very little English.
My caseworker, she worked hard to make sure I have a job. I get a job. I was a dishwasher. I work in that place for 3 months. After that, the job was gone.
After some tough months, Bempa Marabusa was able to get a steady job as an assembly line worker at Amana. He's been there now for 9 years. He says he was able to get his bearings with help from the Catherine McCauley Center. Education program manager at the center, Ann Duggar, helps refugees learn English and understand the cultural norms.
Even as people get here with the help that they're given, often it can turn into a poverty-stricken situation. Certainly, if the language barrier is there, it becomes really difficult to get good jobs, to even understand something as basic as bus routes. We have this conversation all the time with students. Let's go over the bus route that you need to get to your job. And even with the jobs that they get, it's often not enough money.
Which makes this population susceptible to food insecurity.
Oscar and Talia have full-time jobs now, but it's not always enough to make ends meet. In order to supplement the family's food budget, they have planted an extensive garden through a local nonprofit called Feed Iowa First.
Well, farming playwright Dan Fruit says he wrote the story as radio theater to make the audience use their imagination.
That's an empathic act. You're putting yourself between the ears of the people whose story you're hearing in these families' places and hear, feel, see what it's like from that perspective.
Pang debuts tonight in Cedar Rapids at the CSPS Hall. Soon it will move on to the cities where the other stories are set. Act 1 is about a Los Angeles family going through home foreclosure, and Act 3 takes place in a Miami neighborhood with gun violence. I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.
Thank you.
Thank you.